Someone Else's Shoes by Jojo Moyes. Read by Fiona Sheehan. Nisha does a 360-degree scan of the room, checking that everything is straight, and hurries to the door. She has her hand on the handle when she hears the voices in the corridor. That's because I don't go out dressed like I'm going to a summer party in early December.
Why do you have to be so nasty? Do you actually want me to get a cold?
No, Liz. I just want my dinner. You know how I get if I don't eat, and you could have just brought the coat with you and saved us the bother of coming all the way back. The voices stop outside the door. Nisha stares at it in horror. She gazes around the room and then, with a click, the door begins to open.
She's not answering. Maybe she's coming back down in the lift? There's no reception in it,
mutters Sam, and Jasmine nods. They stand in the corner of the foyer, their eyes trained dumbly on the lift. Every time it opens, it disgorges a handful of guests, but no Nisha. And then her phone buzzes.
I'm in the room. They're back. Get. Me. Out.
Jasmine types furiously, Sam gazing over her shoulder.
What do you mean you're in the room? Where are you?
Under the bed? They're having an argument.
Oh, my days,
murmurs Jasmine, staring in horror at the screen.
What do we do?
Says Sam.
Stay calm, says Jasmine. If they're coming back for a coat, they'll go again in a minute. It's all going to be fine.
She says this twice, as if to reassure herself.
They're just coming back for a coat, right?
Yes, says Sam. Yes, you're right. It's all going to be fine.